Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Breaking Butterfly podcast. I am so grateful to have you guys here. Today's episode is going to be about how to stand out in a saturated industry. I'm going to be talking pretty specifically about like a personal brand and, you know, obviously the main industry that comes to mind when talking about this is the coaching industry. So it'll be pretty focused on that, but also really any brand and business is going to take something away and benefit from these five tips. So really excited to dive into these and to be back recording. I know it's been a little while. I go through my waves. We all know this. If you've been here, we go through waves, but feeling really lit up and inspired about what I have to share with you guys. I'm trying to decide if I want to do just like a mini life update now or save it for a different episode and do like a full life update. Because yeah, I kind of have a lot going on with music and I'm actually about to move in a couple weeks. I'm moving down to Vegas. So if you live in Vegas, hit me up, DM me on Instagram, would love to chat. I really want to build my community down there because I have a massive and amazing community here in Salt Lake City. And so I'm very sad to leave that, but I'm very excited for this next chapter for me. And I want to be with Henry because I miss him like crazy. And yeah, we've been long distance for like a year and a half now. So I'm just ready. I'm ready. But yeah, maybe I'll do a different episode with like a whole life update and lessons and all the things that are going on because it's been pretty crazy. You guys heard a little bit in the Envision episode. So yeah, whew. Anywho, let's get into this episode. I want to talk about five tips for standing out in a saturated industry. Because here's the thing, you guys, the online industry, like social media as a whole, is saturated. Is it oversaturated? Is it oversaturated to the point where you can't see success? No, of course not. But it is saturated, and that means that you do actually have to put energy, intention, and focus into standing out online. And things that worked before aren't going to work anymore. And trends and what works and just the collective energy, it moves and it evolves very quickly. And so no, it's not, the algorithm isn't preventing you from being successful, but you have to be on top of it and one step ahead of the game, and you have to do things differently, and you have to play the game in order to do this work. And it is worth it, and it is powerful, and I have so many tips and tricks and things to help you stay in alignment and help you stay, honestly, sane with the whole social media game. And not only that, my expertise truly in helping business owners is helping them stand out through confidence, through authenticity, and through a lot of the things that I'm going to share with you today. It's in these ways that we can set ourselves apart from everyone else and all of the white noise that is, you know, online and on these platforms, and really, you know, give you the spotlight that you deserve, okay? So let's get into tip number one, how to stand out in a saturated industry. So first thing I want to talk about is your messy is your message. So many people out there are not capitalizing on their message and their unique story that makes them unique and is this representation of the transformation that they're trying to help others create. Again, whether you're a coach or you have a product or you're just like creating content, in some way we are, you know, creating this brand, and a lot of times it does have an element of helping others, but even if not, we have this brand, and what's going to make it stand out is your own transformation, is your own story, and what truly makes you you, this authentic piece. And I see new beginner coaches and business owners, and they're not fully using that uniqueness. They're not really capitalizing on their messy, you know, whether they feel too vulnerable or it feels scary to share it, or they're just not really understanding that that is so important. If there is a block there and you're not really saying, here is what I've been through, here is who I am, here is my story, here is my messy, it might not even be like a full story, like a full transformation, but just something that makes you you. Like, what is your messy? And a lot of times we think that this is the thing we're supposed to hide, or something that is embarrassing or is going to block our success, but actually it is the key to our success. For example, I have a coach that I love, and she like capitalizes on the whole ADHD thing. She's always talking about like her ADHD and the messiness of her life and the problems that she experiences. And also she's still a very successful business coach. And she really infuses this quirk, this unique thing about her, something that is, you know, it's just unique. And well, I wouldn't say like ADHD is that unique anymore. A lot of people experience that, but you know what I'm saying? It's like something that is like your messy, maybe something that isn't like the prettiest part of your life. And she uses it and she highlights it and she showcases it and she allows herself to be this fully authentic version of herself that is showing all of these parts and not hiding different parts. Not that it's bad to hide certain parts of yourself, but it depends the intention, right? Because you are curating a version of yourself to show online. That's just like how social media is. But you want to make sure that you're not holding parts of yourself back out of like fear or embarrassment or anything. If there is a part of you that makes you you, like this makes you just fucking you, show it, talk about it, infuse it into your content, infuse it into your brand. It's going to make you more relatable and it's going to give you a different edge, something that makes you stand out from everyone else. So maybe there are, you know, like at this point, I don't even know, hundreds of thousands of coaches. There's like, let's just say 100,000 mindset coaches, but there's not a mindset coach that has gone through the specific trauma that you have gone through and has a specific quirk or a specific personality or energy that you bring to things or an interest, right? And the more you can show those things, the more people are going to be like, oh, I know this girl. This is the girl with blank. This is the girl who's been through blank. And you're going to more deeply connect with people, because when you find someone that has a similar experience to you, a very similar interest, you immediately feel more connected to them because you're like, oh my God, I feel understood. This girl is just like me. I see parts of myself in this person, right? Where if you're so overgeneralized and you don't share these little bits and pieces of yourself, all right, people just see you and they're like, oh, another, you know, another coach, another fitness coach, another mindset coach. What makes you stand out? What makes you different? What are parts of yourself that are, you know, very specific and unique and just specific to you? And don't be afraid to be specific. That is actually my next tip. Number two is to talk about specifics. The more specific you can be in your actual content, not even talking about as your brand as a whole now, but like every single post that you make, the more specific you can be, the more you are going to stand out. If you are just writing some fluffy messaging that you've read a million times before, people are going to be bored of that. They are going to scroll by. It's not eye-catching. It's not captivating. Like, people have heard it before. If you're just talking like very generally about a concept, everyone has consumed so much information now that we don't need, you know, 10 tips for manifestation. We need a story or some type of value that is specifically for like a specific person or a very like specific experience that people have, and talking more to that. For example, if like saying, okay, 10 tips to manifest better. Okay, cool. Like I've seen that a million times. But what if you did 10 tips to manifest money if you're a girly with a 9-to-5? Something like that, where it's like, oh, that's gonna make me stop scrolling because I either know this is for me or it's different, so I'm interested, right? It's so much more captivating. Another example would be like, you know, 3 mindset shifts to feel happier. It's like, okay, like that would be nice, but it's not really like, I'm not dying for those tips. Like I've read, you know, the personal development books, I've listened to the podcast. Like I don't need like 3 little tips to just like be happier. But if you said something like a love letter for the girl who can't get out of bed in the morning, that's so much cuter and such a specific experience that people are going through, right? It's like, if you can't get out of bed in the morning, not just saying like, here's 3 steps to be more happy. It's like, here's a love letter for the woman who's struggling to get out of bed, right? See how you're talking to just something a little more specific, but you're still talking about the same content in that particular post. It's just the hook and how you get people to stop. It's speaking to a specific person or speaking to a very specific problem to make you stand out and make what you're saying more, not blend in with everybody else. Does that make sense? So it's just these little shifts in your content of just how you can be a little more specific, a little more, you know, really talk about like specific things that you've gone through or that you're seeing your clients go through, and don't be afraid to talk to them. We often feel like if we do this, there's going to be a lot of people that don't resonate with that post. But the reality is there's a lot of people not really resonating with any of your posts when you're just talking so generally. It's better to speak to different people and then have people be like drooling, dying over a post because it's so exactly what they're going through. And then, yeah, there might be some people that scroll past it, but they're scrolling past a lot of posts. They're not going to like unfollow you because one post wasn't like fully resonant for them. Does that make sense? The other thing is people get scared to be specific because they feel like if like being specific has to be whatever they're specific about, they have to be specific about that all the time. Meaning, being specific in your content is completely different than choosing like a niche, like a long-term niche. I'm not telling you that you have to pick one specific person that you talk to in every single post. Each post can be to a different person, right? You can talk to like different levels of your audience in different posts. Just don't try to talk to every single one of them in every single post, right? On Mondays, talk to the beginners, the cold people in your audience that are like fresh, they're new, and talk to like, speak to a specific problem that they're going through. Then the next day, create a reel for like the higher level people in your business or in your audience that are, you know, maybe really hot leads on the verge of purchasing something from you. And it's something more inspirational or some value that's like really high level that they would only understand if they were like at that level. And then the next day, you know, speak to somebody else or speak to something specific that you've gone through recently and share like a very specific lesson. Oh my God. Yeah. Say like, take a shot every time I say specific. You would be fucked up by now. I just don't have any other word. And I feel like I'm probably beating a dead horse now, but I'm trying to like really nail this message in for you and explain it really well. Okay. Be specific. Let's just move on to the next one. Also, sorry if you can hear my little Miss Evie meowing in the back of the recording. She has the zoomies and she's trying to get me to throw her toy. And so I keep having to like pause the recording and throw her toy because she is a dog and plays fetch. She's not really a dog. She's a cat if you're new here. But she's like part dog. It's hilarious. So If you hear little meows, it is just my child. Okay. Let's get into tip number three, how to stand out in a saturated industry. Number three is to use a unique process or modality for transformation. Again, this one's like a little more specifically for coaches. If you have a particular way that you create results for your clients and for yourself, you need to showcase that. You need to. People want to know, like, how is working with you different than working with anybody else? Again, there's 100,000 mindset coaches, 100,000 manifestation coaches. What is different about you? What specifically about you is going to help them get results more than anything else? Why shouldn't they just read the book, The Secret? What do you have? What is your special sauce that is going to help them get results easier or quicker or more guaranteed than anybody else? Talk about that. Talk about that. If you use something unique like breathwork or NLP or hypnosis or different somatics work, whatever it is, if you have a modality that is unique, you need to talk about it. It is going to make you stand out amongst everyone else that is just like, sign up for my one-on-one coaching. It's like, okay, why? For what? What is it for? Right? And, you know, for some coaches and a lot of coaches that have been in the game for a long time, they have built up their reputation. So maybe they don't have to talk about it as much because, you know, they're effortlessly attracting clients because they've been in the game for so long. They have a reputation. They've built up their business and their audience and their clientele and their referrals and all the things. If you are a new, freshy coach, you've got to talk about what, not only what part of your story makes you unique, but how are you getting results for people that is unique? That is very, very important. So whether it's a modality or maybe even a unique process that you come up with, there's got to be something there. For me personally, I have a very unique way of getting clients and signing clients in my business. It's a authentic relationship building process. And it is how I've made like over 600K at this point in my business. And I use Instagram polls to do this whole process. It's a very like in-depth process, so I won't talk about it here. But I actually created like a 10-minute video where I tell step-by-step exactly how you do it. And like I guarantee if you follow this process, you will immediately get a client. Like it is a guaranteed, no bullshit, like foolproof way to sign a client. Because a lot of people just are teaching like energetics and you're just like attracting and waiting for a client, right? And they're talking about like messaging and like sales strategy that's very, very feminine. And I teach the feminine and believe in the feminine myself. And a lot of business is energetics and mindset. And also if you are, you know, not effortlessly attracting people and you are not signing the clients that you want to right now, having some type of masculine strategy that's authentic and heart-centered and feels good, that's going to for sure sign you clients, is like you have to have that. So that's kind of my spin, right, on business coaching. That is my philosophy and my unique way that I use that not a lot of other people are using. So I capitalize on that. And like I said, I made that like 10-minute free training. So if you want that, just message me on Instagram and I will send it to you. It's totally free. And I just like lay it out for you, just cut and dry. Like this is what you need to do and you will sign a client. This is how I've like done my business from the very beginning. And yeah, my business just like blew up at the very beginning. Whereas other people's usually take some time to get off the ground. This masculine strategy really, really works. So let me know, DM me, I will send it to you. But you've got to have some type of unique thing, right? Like my thing isn't just like, I'll help you make a business, like create a business that feels good. It's like, I'm teaching you a unique masculine strategy that promotes authenticity and like relationships. And it's a very heart-centered way of like getting a guaranteed client through this process. That is like so different than just like, I help you build like a strong business, right? So again, specific. Okay. Number four, how to stand out in a saturated industry. Use your tone of voice. You've got to use your tone of voice. The best way to do this is to write as if you're like sending a message to a friend. Like imagine that your friend asked you a question and just write as if you're writing to them. Like even if you're like, oh my God, girl, or you're like, bitch, you've got to listen to this. Write like that. Like don't dumb it down. Don't try to make it more professional. However you speak, write it like that. And then how you can check this is to actually speak it out loud. Act like you were talking to a friend and read the content that you wrote, read the caption that you wrote, and see if it feels natural to you. See if it feels how you would talk. And don't be afraid to use different tools and elements that you have access to kind of plump up the writing and make it sound, like make it read how it would sound if you were speaking it. So like for me, I'll use like extra letters, right? Like I've been feeling so good. I would put like a couple extra E's in feeling and a couple extra O's in so good. Like I've been feeling so good. Or maybe I would put more O's in good. Like I've been feeling so good. And then put like some sparkle emojis, right? Because I'm like, I'm not like, oh, I'm feeling so good. I'm like, oh, I'm feeling so good, like with the sparkle to it. I don't know. It just translates if you can like say it out loud, see how you would say it, and infuse that into your writing. It is going to make your writing more fun to read and exciting to read and captivating. And people are going to feel like they're actually hearing from you and getting to know you rather than just reading some like, again, basic, like we've read it before messaging, right? I don't want this like, I've read it before. It's got to be a little bit over the top authentic to stand out from everybody else, right? So whatever feels authentic to you, like writing in capitals, using certain emojis, formatting the caption in a certain way, or maybe it's not even like a written caption, but if you're like talking on Reels or TikTok or podcast, like how are you dressing? How are you moving, like your body language? Like are you actually showing up as you would in person? Or are you changing things or watering things down to seem more professional or come off a certain way? The more authentic you can be and the more yourself you can be, the more successful you will be. Like that is a guarantee. You are yourself for a reason and you're supposed to be successful. So if you are innately successful and the universe is trying to lead you to your success and your manifestations, wouldn't you follow every single thing that feels good to you and follow your intuition and be exactly who you are? Like, doesn't that just make sense? If you're meant to get to the end of the rainbow, then wouldn't you have been given all of the tools to do so? And wouldn't you be the person that can already do that if that's what you're meant to do? You wouldn't like, so why are you trying to be someone else? Your authenticity is your success. It is your magnetism. It is quite literally everything. The more you can be, again, like just even tapping into our last three tips, Your messy is your message, talking about specifics, using like your unique process, your unique modality, using your tone of voice. We have one more tip, but the theme here is obviously the way that you stand out is you be more of yourself and you actually show that and you capitalize on it and you like really, really accentuate how like yourself and who you are. Okay. Number five for how to stand out in a saturated industry is to post things that you're obsessed with. Post shit that you are so obsessed with. Like, it's just like for fun. It's for funsies. This is going to make you even more authentic is to just post what you love. Many times in my business, I've had people interview me or talk to me about just like my branding and like how it comes through and how I create it. And my answer is always, I just make what I'm obsessed with. I make what I love. If I'm making like a program, if I'm making like program marketing, I will find a background that I'm just like obsessed with. I'm like, this is so cute. And then I go and find fonts and I'll scroll through, and like wait until I'm like, oh my God, this is the cutest font I've ever seen. I'm obsessed with that. I love it. Then I pick colors and I only choose colors that I'm like, this is so fucking cute. That's how my brand is cohesive, is because it's all just an extension of me. And I am cohesive. I am a soul. You don't have to like logically think about like your brand fonts and your brand colors. Just create something that you fucking love. And like that is going to be what stands out, because like you stand out when you're being yourself. You are innately unique. You just have to tap more into it. So even on your Instagram or on your TikTok, you know, posting memes, posting funny things, posting your favorite songs, you know, posting photos that like you just look so cute in, planning photo shoots so that you can get photos that you're obsessed with. Like post silly things, like just post what you love, where you can like actually genuinely press post and be like, I'm proud of this. This is dope. I would love to see this on the internet. Like, yes, 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 yes. That is where you want to be. That is the priority. It's like, do I love, 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 love this? Now, this is specifically for a personal brand. If you have a product-based business, or if you are doing like an agency or some other type of service-based business, it's a little bit different because you're speaking more to a very specific client and demographic, and usually your product or service is front-facing, right? That's like, it's a little bit different. But if you are a personal brand and you are a coach and you are like showing up online as yourself and kind of selling yourself, this is super important. Like, don't try to just post what you think you should be posting. Post what you love. I love posting like memes and reposting funny reels and posting my favorite songs and posting pictures of my cats. Like, I post all of these things and it makes me more likable. It gets people to know me more, know, like, and trust me, right? The know, like, and trust factor. And it gets people to relate to me, makes me a real person. And it's just fun. It's actually exciting to be there and to be in someone's community because they're actually posting things that are like interesting and that they love and that you care about, right? It adds like this whole other flavor to your content that is just like so you. It adds personality. That's what it is. It adds personality when you just post and create the shit that you are obsessed with. Okay. So be more of yourself, please. We do not need duplicates. We do not need another just like basic ass coach. We need people to be so fucking unique. I look for unique coaches all the time for specific problems that I am going through. I'm not really looking for just like a basic mindset coach. I'm looking for coaches that are going to help me like solve a very, very specific problem in my life. So don't be afraid to be specific. Don't be afraid to be you. That is how you're going to reach your success. Okay. All right. I think that's all I have for you guys. Again, if you want that training from me, DM me on Instagram. I'll send you over that training. You can see my unique way of doing business in my coaching business. And if you guys have more business questions, coaching questions, also hang out with me on Instagram. Come join my channel, my bad bitch portal, and we can hang out some more. So I love you all. Have an amazing week, and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.